This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if we were to ask any Muslim, what is your ultimate goal? What is your ultimate goal that you want from this life? They would say that we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to enter into the Jannah in the hereafter. The Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us in detail in the Quran. And our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam described in detail in his Sunnah alayhi salatu wa salam, in order to make all of the people attracted to it, to make them want to strive for it, to give up things of their desires in this life, to be successful in the hereafter. And in today's khutbah, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're going to mention four ways that if you do inshallah ta'ala, it will help you enter into the Jannah. Four ways taught to us by our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. When he said alayhi salatu wa salam, as it came in the Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhal nas, أَفْرُشُ السَّلَامُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَصَلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ وَصَلُوا بِالنَّاسِ وَصَلُوا بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامُ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْرُشُ السَّلَامُ بَيْنَكُمْ, to spread the salam between yourselves, and to feed the poor, to give them the food, and to have good family ties, to hold good family ties, and to pray at night when the people are sleeping, you will enter easily, inshallah, into the Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these four things because the effect it has on the person himself and the effect it has on the other people as well, the good for the whole society. Spreading the salam between the people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the haq, the way of the Muslim upon his brother, is that he sees him to give him salams. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if somebody starts to talk to you without giving salams, then don't reply to him. Giving salam, you say, assalamu alaykum. Not by saying, hi, what's up, hey, good morning, subah al khair, kayf al hal, how you doing? These are all good means. But it's not the greetings of the Muslim. The greeting of the Muslim is to say, assalamu alaykum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions. When somebody came in and said, assalamu alaykum, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10. Next guy came in, he said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He said, 20. The next guy came and said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, 30. And he mentioned alayhi salatu wa salam that each time you add something, that you get more rewards. When you add rahmatullah, it's more reward. When you say wa barakatuh, it's more reward. This is the salam of the Muslim. After that, it's okay to say, kayf al-hal, how do you do?